Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Talking a little bit about the Lions roster projections put together by the Detroit News.
How's your yard looking, by the way?
It's
You missed that Thursday mow. Is it shaggy?
It's shaggy, yes. And it was funny because I was like, do I mow it today? It needs to be mowed. It's only Tuesday. But I do like the Thursday mow. Looks good all weekend.
If it's not too bad, you can hold out.
I'm holding out. We got so much laundry to do. So we're focused on
You wouldn't
on
understand, Gator.
Right. How can I understand? I don't know what laundry is.
You wouldn't understand how overwhelming laundry is with kids.
Laundry after a vacation, too, for kids, over a week.
Yeah, and kids go through two outfits a day. It's just...
Yeah, it's laundry.
Got
to keep doing it.
Unbelievable. But anyway. All right, so continue with these roster projections put together by Justin Rogers, Detroit News. We've done the offense. The defense. You start with the defensive line, Gator. Here is who is in. Aiden Hutchinson, Charles Harris, Aleem McNeil, Levi Anzarike, Michael Brockers, Jayshon Cornell, and Austin Bryant. Pup list, Romeo Okwara and Josh Pascal. Work to do, John Kaminsky, Isaiah Bugs, Eric Banks, Bruce Hector, Demetrius Taylor. Okay, so here's what's interesting to me about this. Jayshon Cornell and Austin Bryant make it. Romeo Okwara and Josh Pascal on the pup list. Who moves out if they move in? Now, in the case of Cornell and Bryant, they could go, or Pascal, I guess Pascal wouldn't. Who ends up on the practice squad? Because Cornell is a player out of Ohio State that I was actually intrigued to see what he could bring to the defensive line. Then he got hurt. I think it was right before the 2020 season. Then he got suspended right before the 2021 season. I'm still not giving up hope, but it's starting to feel a little last chancey. But he's got to make it, and probably only because Okwara and Pascal are hurt.
Well, I like the defensive ends on this team. Defensive tackles, as far as I'm concerned, they all have something to prove. I haven't seen much out of any of them that makes me think, oh, this guy's going to be a fixture. Aleem McNeil, he's got work to do. Anzarike, it'd be nice if we can see him. Pascal, same thing. Like to see him. Brockers, he's not the player he was a few years ago.
Nope.
All these guys have work to do, which means that, in my mind, defensive tackle is a position that's wide freaking open for the Lions when it comes to cuts from other teams. Keep an eye out on the waiver wire and see who gets waived, or is it possible that you want to bring somebody else in? If you're going to bring somebody in, do you just do it for the one-year thing, or are you bringing somebody in because you want them here for years? If we all agree that this year doesn't, this is just, again, a year for growth, then does the thought of bringing in Ndamukong Suh make any sense? Because it probably doesn't if that's how you're going to address it. But because... this is a team in the National Football League. All teams are trying to win. Sue is still a free agent. Where is he going to latch on to? I don't know. Do the Lions need to kick the tires and explore that option? I think if they did, that tells you where their mindset is, that they're serious about winning and they're trying to bring somebody in that can help them out. Because I think Ndamukong Suh, even though he's at this advanced stage in his career, is still a better option than almost all the guys they have at defensive tackle.
Yeah, probably. And... you know, it's the kind of thing that if they were trying to win now, but if
that's a move you make.
Yeah, if you bring in Ndamukong Suh and he's going to take reps away from
Jayshon Cornell
or Anzarike when he's healthy, then I don't know that that makes sense. Rogers wrote, more than any other defensive tackle, our toughest cut was Kaminsky, a versatile high-effort lineman with a quick first step that plays up when rushing from the inside in clear passing situations. Based on the fact eight teams put in a waiver claim on him last time he hit the wire, is unlikely to make it back to Detroit's practice squad. But all right, next, linebacker. in Alex Anzalone, Derek Barnes, Chris Board, Julian Okwara, Malcolm Rodriguez, Anthony Pittman, and Josh Woods. Work to do. Jared Davis, Sean Dion Hamilton, and James Houston. Look, if James Houston ends up on the practice squad, okay. I'd hate to see them lose him, though.
I would hate to see him lose him, too. He's a guy that I loved on draft night. You see the highlights of him playing at the lower level, and he was dominant. The numbers are eye-popping. It's like 24.5 tackles for loss last year and 16.5 sacks. He's a pass-rushing specialist. Is that somebody that you can find room for? He's going to have, but he's got, like they say, work to do. Absolutely, he's got work to do.
Yep. Finally, because we're short on time, defensive backs in. Amani Awarie, Jeff Okuda, A.J. Parker, Mike Hughes, Will Harris, Chase Lucas, Tracy Walker, Deshaun Elliott, Kirby Joseph, Ifeatu Melifamu, C.J. Moore, and Bobby Price. Pup list, Jerry Jacobs, work to do, Mark Gilbert, Cedric Boswell, Juju Hughes, Savion Smith, and Brady Breeze. I know one of these guys. Was one of these guys cut in the three that were cut already? Anyway, no huge surprise there. Look, a lot of these guys are special teams guys.
Yeah.
A lot of defensive backs are running down the field on kick coverage.
But is this another position where you start kicking the tires and people were just released? Darqueze Dennard was just released yesterday. Is that somebody? Is he an upgrade over anybody that you have? I mean, this is where the general manager. This is one of those tough spots where, as a GM, you're always looking to improve your team every opportunity. So you're scouring the waiver wires, you're looking for potential trades or whatever, and okay, do we need to find somebody who's going to be an upgrade at this position? It's easier to do that when you're expected to compete.
Yep.
And when I say compete, I mean compete for the playoff spot. Now, because I'm in the media and I'm looking at this as objectively as I can, I don't think they're competing for a playoff spot, so I'm not sure how hard you go at the waiver wire for the one-year deal type guy. But that's how they kind of addressed a lot of the needs in the offseason anyway, with free agency. They went with a lot of one-year deals, including to DJ Chark.
Real quick, Kang, do you have any thoughts on the defensive projected roster?
I'm sure as math is right. Seemed like a lot of defensive backs on there, right?
Yep.
So for 53, because I honestly expect one of those defensive backs that he had in to be out. I'd like to, the James Houston thing, I'd really like to see him make the team.
Yeah.
I'd really like to see him because I just want to see what he can do. I mean, this is the time when you don't really have anything on the line. I know this is, you know, a progress year, right?
Yep.
Let's see Houston play. The linebacking core, they're looking for an elite rusher. I know Hutch is supposed to be one of those guys. See if you can find another one. This defense could use someone. If James Houston hits, that's a big hit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.